Let's take our Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. I wanted to sneak one more message in regarding thankfulness. This still, to me, is the Thanksgiving weekend. And yes, we've started to sing songs about Christmas, and I think that's very appropriate. But I also think it's appropriate to be reminded again and again that we are to be thankful people. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, Paul tells us, and let's say the verse together, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." This is something that applies to you. This is something that applies to me. We have here basically two points. And so we have, first of all, God's precept, which again is found in the statement, "In everything give thanks." This is a command. This is a precept that God has given to us, or God through his servant Paul. And then our second point is God's plan. And we see that in the statement, "For this is the will of God." This is the plan of God in Christ Jesus. Those of us in Christ, those of us whose faith is placed in Christ, it's God's will that we, it's God's plan that we give thanks. And so in this verse of Scripture, we see God's precept, we see God's plan. Now, being thankful or being unthankful, being ungrateful is really a primary characteristic of the unsaved, the unregenerate heart. And Paul acknowledges this fact in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, where he says, "Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God." In other words, they did not praise him as God, but neither were thankful, but became vain or conceited in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You know, really where you have unthankfulness, you usually have pride. A pride-filled person is usually not a thankful person. And so it should not surprise us that right after Paul writes, "Neither were thankful," that he says they became vain or conceited, proud in their thinking. And so being unthankful, as I've indicated, is a characteristic of a person that's not a Christian. Well, if unthankfulness marks a child of the devil, certainly thankfulness should define, should describe, should distinguish a child of God. Amen? We should be the total opposite of the world, of those who know not our Savior, who are not in Christ. Those not in Christ are unthankful. Those in Christ are to be what? Thankful. And so it is rightly appropriate that Paul declares, and here's God's precept for you and me, followers of Christ, and that is, we are to be thankful. In fact, Paul's injunction is in everything we are to give thanks. And the Greek word for "in everything" refer to everything that occurs in life. In other words, it's very comprehensive. And of course, everything that occurs in life means we're to be thankful for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're to be thankful for the struggles and the trials, the testings, the disappointments, the rejections, the sicknesses, the tests, that's part of life. Again, Paul says to the Christian, you are to be thankful for everything that comes your way. And let me say how important this is, for such a heart is then joined in communion to the Lord, where we find our peace amidst life's storms. And we see that truth in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where Paul tells us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. And the word for keep actually means to guard as a sentinel through Christ Jesus. We are going to have trials and troubles in life. But in the midst of the difficulties of life, why not have the peace of God accompanying those trials? Why not have the presence of God, the presence of Christ, infusing our hearts with the peace that can only come from God as we go through these difficult times? And when we have a heart that's filled with thankfulness, then the Spirit of Christ can, we are in such communion with the Spirit of God, or the Spirit of Christ, that we can then experience the peace of God. Now let's look at some references that further admonish this thankful heart. I've got all these marked in my Bible, so I can kind of go through them more quickly. But I'm going to start with Psalm 136. Keeping in mind, we're supporting the fact that we are to give thanks, okay? These are the verses that help us to understand that fact. Psalm 136, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." And the reason we are to give thanks, "for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever." In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, we read these words about the prophet. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed," and did what? "Gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then over a few pages to Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, "As we have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, built up, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with" what? "Thanksgiving." Chapter 4, verse 2, "Continue in prayer, watch in the same with thanksgiving." Colossians 3, verse 17, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And then one more reference I'd like to bring to your attention, Hebrews 13, verse 15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Again, God commands us to thank him for everything. Now, let's be very frank. That's a tall order, amen? How many of you can think of something right now that maybe you're going through, and it's, you say, "Well, Lord, can I be thankful for this?" I think we all can. Can I be thankful for this? I think of some of the things that Kay and I have been through the last several months, and specifically now the last couple of weeks. And I mean, it just kind of hit us like a brick, you know? I mean, you just feel like you've just been knocked to the floor. And yet, we are to give what? We are to give thanks. Well, we come now to point number 2, and that's God's plan. You know, sometimes it just helps when God gives us a command to kind of see why. You understand? That there's a plan behind the precept. There's a reason why we are to give thanks. And we see that really stated in the words, for it is the will of God. And the will of God, Paul says, is good, acceptable, it's perfect. In other words, it completes us. The word, when you see in the King James the word perfect, just think of maturity, think of completeness. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, which simply means it is God's will that all of us who are in Christ should express constant joy-filled, prayer-filled thanksgiving. Remember, there are two verses that precede verse 18, and they are rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. And then he says, in everything give thanks. We should echo the words of the psalmist in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 6, where it tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. This is God's will. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And the reason, the overarching principle for the fulfillment, the obedience of this divine plan and purpose is that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. What God is doing through all the happenings of life is he is blending all of life's contingencies, all of life's events, all of the ups and downs of life for the believer's ultimate blessing. God has a plan for your life. And that plan includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is for the ultimate blessing which brings to pass his eternal purpose for us, conformity to the image of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we are to be thankful for the trials of life because the trials of life, when we take them to the Lord, when we say, thank you, Lord, for them, I don't understand. I don't really like these trials. In fact, I hate them. I don't want them in my life. But you and your providence have seen fit to allow me to experience these trials, these difficulties, and I thank you for them. And Lord, in your plan and your purpose, as my spirit attunes to your spirit, you make me better and not bitter. You know, God is in the process of making us better, and he uses the trials of life to kind of chip away, to mold, to make us. He puts us through the fire, the trials, the fiery trials of life, to burn away the dross, to burn away the pride, to burn away the independence, to burn away our self-righteousness. And really, if we can say it in this way, to break us, so that the light of Christ begins to shine from us. I think of verses that buttress this truth. Over in Genesis chapter 50, you remember the story of Joseph and his brothers. And he said in chapter 50, but as for you, ye thought evil against me. What trials Joseph went through. You thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. God meant it for good. Over in James chapter 1, beginning with verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, various trials, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let patience or endurance have her perfect, have her completing work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and glory, honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end. And that word end simply means the outcome of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. God has an outcome for us. God has a finished product in mind for us. And we are to be thankful for everything that blends or that comes together that brings to pass that completion, that outcome. And so knowing that it is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure should motivate us to obey God's precept in everything, give thanks. Knowing that God has a marvelous plan, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, which brings every event of life under the control, under his control, for the purpose of making us more and more like Christ. What a beautiful thing. I've often said what makes people beautiful is not what they look like on the outside, but what's inside. In other words, what they are on the inside. And that beauty of Jesus that comes to pass. Job said, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as what? As gold. When the beauty of Christ begins to shine, to radiate from us, we see the purpose of why God puts us through the difficulties of life. The light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And in realizing this reality, might our lips acknowledge the thankfulness of our hearts. By the way, how you respond to the difficulties of life really can be, if you respond in a thankful way, what a testimony that is to the grace of our Lord. Because it's not natural. It's not something that the heart, apart from the Spirit of God, can bring to pass. But we have a grateful heart. Have you noticed that you, and we've talked about this before, but have you noticed that we grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through trials? How many of you grow when everything is going well? We usually don't. I mean, you're a super Christian if you grow when everything is going well. If we could say every day as we get up, Lord, help me to see life through your eyes. Help me to see life through your plan, through your will. Because you have a will for me today. You have a plan. And how I live this day really does, or how I conform to your plan, my attitude, my spirit, really is a reflection. It really does testify as to our relationship with the Lord. And we want to give the world the best picture of Jesus we can.